expectation. 19th of March, patient Janine, J-A-N-I-N-E, Rose Gillow, G-I-L-L-O-W. Janine Gillow has been seen in the office for follow-up. Here, paragraph. Previous diagnosis, number one, hypothyroidism. Number two, multinodular goiter. Here, paragraph. Current medications, Synthroid 0.1 milligram, 5.5 pills per week. Here, paragraph. On this visit, she had no major complaints apart from having an essential tremor. Per paragraph, generally, he was unremarkable. Paragraph, on examination, blood pressure, 130 over 64, 835 pounds, BMI is 23. Period. The hearts and all the lungs were clear. Period. The neck examination was unremarkable with no neck lymphadenopathy. Per paragraph, recent lab studies, colon TSH 0.62, in the normal range. Per paragraph, impression, stable. Hypothyroidism, well compensated in our current dose of thyroid hormone, period. I recommend no change to the current program, your paragraph. Follow up with our primary physician as I retire in the near future, your paragraph. Next patient. Barbara Keating, K-E-A-T-I-N-G, date of birth. 5/17/1954. Paragraph. Barbara Keating returns for follow-up. Your paragraph. Current previous diagnosis: multinodular goiter. Your paragraph. This visit came with no major. There were no major complaints relative to the thyroid. Your paragraph. General review is unremarkable. Paragraph. On examination, blood pressure 120/68. Weight 153 pounds. BMI is 24. Period. The heart and all the lungs were clear. Period. Examination of a thyroid gland reveals the presence of a left thyroid bulb nodule, which on previous evaluations was found to have features consistent with a benign hyperplastic nodule on fine needle aspiration biopsy. Per paragraph, lab studies at this time are satisfactory with the TSH of 0.8, per paragraph, impression, stable multinodular goiter without evidence of a thyroid hormone imbalance, per paragraph. I recommend continue the current program, follow up with a primary doctor as I retire in the near future, per paragraph. Next patient, Carmen, C-A-R-M-E-N, Taylor, T-A-Y-L-O-R, date of birth, 7/15/1947, per paragraph. Carmen Taylor continues to follow in the office. Per paragraph, previous diagnosis, number one, type 2 diabetes, number two, dyslipidemia, number three, peripheral neuropathy, number four, nephropathy, paragraph, current medications, metformin 1,000 milligrams twice daily, glimepiride 1 milligrams. Sorry, 0.5 milligrams daily, simvastatin 20 milligrams daily per paragraph. On this visit, there were no major complaints per paragraph. General reviews are remarkable for both systems. Evaluated paragraph on examination blood pressure 120 over 78, 857 pounds, the BMI is 27, period. The hearts and all the lungs were clear, and the peripheral exam was intact per paragraph. There's no lymphadenopathy per paragraph. Recent lab tests, colon, chemical profile, normal, LDL cholesterol 76, urine microalbumin to creatinine ratio is 21, TSH 1.38, all within acceptable levels. Required compression, type 2 diabetes, good control with a hemoglobin A1C 6.4%, dyslipidemia, nephropathy and peripheral neuropathy, both of which are stable. If you paragraph, I've recommended continue the current program as now with a follow-up with a primary doctor in due course. If you paragraph, end of dictation.